This is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough is enough. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
Hey, you've been following my episodes on Off the Record, and you're familiar with that person that was speaking there. That is Cynthia Johnson, a member of the House of Representatives of the state of Michigan. Last week, during the hearings in Michigan, she was berating the witnesses, insulting them, saying racist things to them, and she was getting away with all that. And now, there is a call to take action against Trump supporters. Before the election, there was a lot of boarding up, and I mentioned this before, and I keep reminding you that those that have committed violence against their fellow Americans and destruction of property that isn't theirs, public and private, has only been the radical leftists. And there you see a person in power, not the media, which they think is power, but a person in elected office calling for violent attacks against those she disagrees with. Not a surprise, she's not the first, and she's not going to be the last. There are others that have said it, just that this one, she went on the record, and she got caught. So we'll see how this does as her video goes viral the day I record this. This is going up on a Thursday, but I'm recording on a Wednesday. The same day that YouTube said that they're going to be taking down videos that challenge the election results. The election is challenged. It's not set yet. Joe Biden is not the president-elect. And until these legal challenges are resolved, there is no elected president yet. So just FYI, that's your fact check, because these guys, they're so dishonest and disinformation and misinformation. They're the reason we had a pressure cooker over the summer that led to the lid blowing up when the BLM Antifa riots happened at the end of May. And they're the reason this pressure cooker is sitting on top of a powder keg waiting for a match to be struck, because of what's going on with the election. They keep trying to tell you that it's the other side trying to steal it, when in fact they're the ones that have been, the Democrats have been the ones stealing it, blatantly in this case, and the media covering up for them. They have the resources to do these investigations and they don't. But if there's an anonymous source that said he's heard it from somebody that heard it from somebody, they can open an investigation for 3 to 4 years against the Trump administration and not call Trump a legitimate president for 4 years, but now turn around and tell you there's never been election fraud or meddling. We don't have 4 years worth of documentation that says that Russia may or may not have interfered with the previous election, to like what extent that is not enough to have overturned it. But over here, even though there's so much evidence to show all this happening before your very eyes and say, that's completely normal. That's literally been their reactions to all this. It's like they were preparing an alibi, not realizing that, oops, you're contradicting yourself from just a few weeks ago. Yeah, the intranet basically is forever. But that's not really the entire point in all this. The entire point is that the media continues to suppress this information, which is pretty scary. It should be. They tried to cancel Dave Chappelle earlier this year. They tried to cancel Ricky Gervais, and they persevered. Then you have the situation where those in big tech that are making a lot of money through their friends in Wall Street. Well, they are Wall Street, and they're making their money because of their friends in the Democrat Party who have the connections to China. Yes, they do. Axios and Fox News. But it's not them. It's the Chinese themselves that accidentally published a video on their social media in China that, like I said, the internet is forever. I'm leaving a link to that video in the video description or the show notes of this episode of theandrewsegova.com, because, man, you have to see that for yourself. And my wife is Taiwanese, and I got a lot of Taiwanese family and friends that have been warning me about this. And I knew it. It's just like, yeah, it's conjecture until I see it for myself. We can prove it, because, I believe you. I just need to see it so I can show it to others. And lo and behold, there it is. And the media is like, nothing to see here. Yeah, of course, nothing to see here, media. But that's not what this is entirely about. It's all about what the media has been doing, that they're the perpetrators, they're the enemy of the people that have set us up to be against each other's throats, and they're the ones that will strike the match that will set off what I fear is a violent struggle between Americans. And it's sad, it's disgusting. Because as the way I see it, based on all the evidence that's been poured out, and I'm not talking about the election irregularities, I'm talking about everything that's happened this year, only the leftist radicals have gone out there to perpetuate any damage. They have been the active antagonists out there. And this time, the other side is not just going to watch that happen. And that's what I'm afraid of. Because as I showed you in the video at the beginning of this one, the clip, they're calling for those attacks, and they've been warning about those attacks before the election. Say if Trump wins, we're gonna come get you. We know where you live. You better have homeowner insurance because we're gonna blow up your home. Yeah, that has happened. So a Trump supporter had his home fire bombed over the weekend in Michigan. So, but nobody talks about that because no, it's always the right that's responsible. The only thing you might have ever heard about was Kyle Rittenhouse, 17-year-old boy that went to go do some good deeds in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that ends up defending himself against these three dudes who have criminal record sheets that are so long, and the dude defended himself, killing two, injuring another. But he's the attacker. He's the white supremacist, despite all the video to the contrary. And that's kind of what's put in Black Rifle Coffee in controversial waters because of what happened. I think it was I don't know if it was Kyle Rittenhouse or someone or his attorney that was wearing a Black Rifle Coffee shirt, and Black Rifle Coffee trying to distance themselves, and that started this whole social media ugly mess of a battle of tirades and all that, and people abandoning Black Rifle Coffee and all that. Hey, I still support Black Rifle Coffee. That business and politics is something completely different than what's going on at the personal level. I have zero doubts of where these guys stand politically, especially for those of you that have missed out on Matt Best and Ethan on the Joe Rogan Experience. I recommend you check that out. But anyway, what I wanted to get at was just how that's how quickly things turn. You know, people get angered or riled up over things they see on the media, and that's why all these lockdowns have forced us into a TV like V for Vendetta or any other dystopian movie or story you ever heard about, like 1984, to manipulate people. And right now the media is doing an excellent job of manipulating people from understanding the truth, and that's why they're censoring, silencing, taking down and eliminating anyone that stands in their way or will contradict them along the way to deliver a message. So then if and when Trump wins, then they're going to tell you that Trump stole the election, despite the fact that I've been documenting this every single day so you know what is happening, that it's all legal to challenge the illegalities of what's happened in this election. But there's going to be some people that wholeheartedly believe that that Trump wrestled this win away from Biden, the most beloved president in United States history, despite no one ever talking good about him or ever even looking to him to save him out of this one, who was losing in the primaries, but somehow he's the most populist president ever, because either he's the most populist president ever or that many people hated Trump, and that then both things cannot be true at once. So there's a lot, but I carry a heavy heart for this country because there's a lot of Republicans that are on two sides of a camp. One is a Republicans in name only. They're part of the deep establishment. They don't care. They're never Trumpers. They want to see this country be destroyed because they've been bought up by China. And then there's the others that are too scared to do anything about this. And very few are getting louder to rouse support so they can challenge this legally and see how far that goes. But those that are afraid to do anything about it is because they know what is coming if they stand up for what's right. They see civil war happening too. And with that being the reality of things, that people are so wildly tied, man, I can't even get my words right. But that's just because I also carry a heavy heart about all this. I'm a student of history. I've seen it before. I've been talking about this for a while, for when I used to do the Andres Segovia show, the proper one from way back when. All you gotta do is just follow. If you do not learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. Okay, and that's exactly what's been going on. And it's just at a different level altogether with media and all this that's going around. But yeah, I do carry a heavy heart for our country. But the reality of things is, it's either now that we address the calamity head on with all this election nonsense, or live under the tyranny of communism that has eradicated more people than any other system of or form of government that you can think of. Look what the Chinese have done. Look how many people died under Stalin's Soviet Union. Look how many people have died under the oppression of North Korea. Look how many people have died and fled Cuba because of what's going on there. Venezuela, you tell me it works there. It doesn't. So we cannot let the Marxists run amok. So we got to tackle this stuff head on. So hopefully the brave will stand up and take this to court properly, and the Supreme Court will judge rightly based on our Constitution, because this is a constitutional republic. So that's my hope for, and come what may, let's just keep our country in continued prayer. That's really what we can do. Anyway, that's it for this one. See you the next one. Actually, I just thought about it. Tomorrow, for you, as you're watching this, is Election Groundhog Day Part 6. The Constitutional Crisis, as I'm calling it. And we'll see if that name still holds tomorrow for you. To me, it's Wednesday. But yeah, we'll see about that. Stay tuned for that one.